Mondays here on the Wake Up Call, we like to do misconnections. Misconnections from Craigslist, where people go, well, when something that you could consider love, I guess, crosses their paths, but things don't work out as they hoped. They go to Craigslist. It's misconnections here on the Wake Up Call. This one's titled Attention Mike and Lily, Man for Man Woman.
Okay.
All right. So it's a guy looking for a couple. I was really drunk and don't remember much from Friday night, but what I do remember, you were a hot couple, he was white, and she was Chinese. You bought me drinks. We talked about all going home together, but it didn't happen. You said next time. When I woke up, both your numbers were in my phone, but when I texted and called, it didn't work. Your names were Mike Stand and Lily Lily. I can't find you guys on Facebook, so I'm trying here. These were fake names they made up just the Chinese girl.
My name's Mike. He looks down. Stan.
and this is my wife.
And this is her, Lily. Lily, what's your last name?
Lily.
The very that's beautiful.
I'm Mike Stan, and this is my very Chinese wife, Lily Lily, named like a panda for some reason.
Lily Lily is a less believable fake name than Lily Pad.
Yes. Yes. What are the odds that Mike Stan and Lily Lily are even a couple?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know that. I wonder if they were. It sounds like something two friends would do more than a couple.
See, that's what I'm saying, too. Like, Gavin, you don't think that some guy named Dave just drunk off his ass. You two are a handsome couple. And we're, oh, thank you, Dave.
That's true. If somebody came up to us and said something like that, you and I are not ones to shy away from an opportunity to F with someone. If you are the kind of guy, the guy who wrote this misconnection, to wake up the next day and you're still sad that you didn't get that three-way.
Or you're like, well, they said next time. guys, let's make a plan. You guys want to have lunch or something?
Yeah. Oh, because that's always a great way to lead into a three-way brunch.
In the light of day.
Yeah.
If you two did try to pull this off, what names would you give? I would think you could be Gavin Trouble, like Gav in Trouble, and you could be...
Lily Lily.
Yeah, Lily. And that's a good standby fake name. Give that from now on.
My standby fake name is always Pepsi Rodriguez. It is. Every single time my back's against the wall and somebody, cop stops me on the street, what's your name, son? Pepsi Rodriguez, sir. Always. Oh, I can... Rodriguez, Pepsi. I can do it. All day. It has been my fake name since high school. It's worked. It's worked in the past. It'll work in the future.
You've really done that?
Hell yeah. I almost swore. Yeah.
Really?
Pepsi Rod. Do you know how many vandalism reports exist in Pennsylvania under the name Pepsi Rodriguez?
I didn't know any.
You give him a name, then when the cop's back's turned, you run.
Misconnections. Misconnections here on the Wake Up Call. Gavin, what do you have for us?
Asian woman with nice hair at the 98-cent store on Saturday. Man for woman. Hello.
Hello.
I saw you and spoke with an Asian woman that was standing in line in front of me at the 98-cent store on Saturday. I said hello in Japanese. I am completely single, older Caucasian. I am very fond of Asian women. I thought you and your response indicated a positive feeling, and I thought that you were very cute. Please reply to this. Two things. One, a preference is really close to your thing or fetish or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Don't ever admit that right away. Not up front. Don't say, I like me some Asians.
Why?
Because it feels weird. If a guy, you met a guy for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, you take it as a compliment.
What? I like redheads?
No, yeah. He said, I like Asians.
Here's what I would think.
You'd be like, ooh, ooh.
No, I'd think like, well, okay, well, if I'm not your first, pass.
Okay, well, then I don't know why you do that.
Because I like to feel
special.
Yeah, and like there's an air of mystery to me at first.
No, there isn't at all.
No.
Everyone knows everything about you within 5 minutes.
Sure.
Okay? But like you don't want to feel like, oh, the only reason why you're interested in me is because, check one.
Yes.
Asian.
Okay. I get what you're saying.
Okay, so number two, if you have a thing for Asian women, I'm sure you've stumbled upon this before. They're not all Japanese.
Yeah, okay. I was going to say that too. Like
this guy knows the word konnichiwa and thinks he is international.
Yeah, I know that I'm holding on to the wrong detail of this, but does anybody ever think that the 98-cent store, they thought, how are we going to get one over on the 99-cent store?
Well, absolutely. They were like, what's a way to stand out? It's the same reason there are...
Undercut the competition.
It started off with the dollar store. And somebody else was like, screw that dollar store. Let's go 99 cent. And then someone else was like, 98?
And then somebody goes, I'm looking for financial backers for my new 97 cent. And they go, you'll never turn a profit. 97? You're crazy.